At 17, Graham Cochran walked into his guidance counselor's office and announced his plan to become a rock star. The counselor's horrified reaction wasn't about Graham's future. It was about protecting the school's perfect college acceptance rate. That moment crystallized something most of us never consciously realize. We're swimming in a current of conformity so strong, we don't even know it's there. Like fish unaware of water, we follow predetermined paths without questioning why. We assume college is mandatory, 9-to-5 jobs are inevitable, debt is normal. These autopilot decisions accumulate quietly, shaping lives we never actually chose. When Graham chose entrepreneurship during the Great Recession, family members responded with pity rather than curiosity. Their concern wasn't about his happiness, it was about his deviation from the accepted script. Here's the uncomfortable truth. We admire rebels in films because they embody the authentic living we secretly crave for ourselves. History's greatest changemakers, Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Steve Jobs, weren't rebels from selfishness, but from creativity and courage. The question isn't whether you should rebel, it's whether you're willing to swim against the current to discover who you truly are. You are not an accident. Your unique combination of gifts, talents, and perspectives is as unrepeatable as your fingerprint and desperately needed. Yet frustration builds when we live out of alignment with our design. An espresso machine excels at forcing hot water through coffee beans, but would fail miserably at blending frozen fruit. Similarly, when we contort ourselves to meet others' expectations, we feel stuck and exhausted. When seeking meaning, we often look through a two-way mirror, where we only see others and compare ourselves to them. Meanwhile, others look at us but only see their own reflection, giving advice based on their experiences rather than truly seeing us. A parent pushes their child toward medicine because they regret not becoming a doctor. A friend discourages your entrepreneurial dreams because they prefer job security. The solution? Flip the mirror to look closer at yourself. Examine your natural inclinations, childhood interests before societal pressure set in, moments when you felt most alive. As philosopher Soren Kierkegaard warned, the most common form of despair is not being who you are. Your true self isn't lost, it's just buried under years of well-meaning but misguided advice. During Graham's junior year, his bandmates abandoned their music dreams for conventional careers. Confused, Graham followed suit, squashing his dreams to avoid disappointment. When his album, Pipe Dream, failed to secure a record deal, he convinced himself dreams weren't worth pursuing. This pattern repeats throughout countless lives. We abandon our dreams to conform, not realizing they reveal what we truly value and who we uniquely are. Our biological programming makes us conform for safety, an outdated survival mechanism. Mimetic desire makes us want what others want, amplified by social media until we lose authentic desires. Maxwell's monkey experiment illustrates this. Monkeys prevented newcomers from climbing a pole even after the original reason, water blasts, was gone. Similarly, people discourage our dreams without knowing why. When dreams die, we face the identity crisis intersection. Give up on dreaming to avoid pain, or choose to dream again differently. Because dreams connect deeply to our identity, their death creates confusion about who we are. Yet dreams are like food for our souls. The solution to being hungry isn't avoiding food, it's going back to the table and feasting. Your unique purpose requires dreams and desires. Without them, you're operating on empty. When Graham's family built their custom home, they learned that vague ideas weren't enough. They needed detailed blueprints. The same applies to life. Most people drift with fuzzy aspirations, but these provide no real direction. The best 3 years exercise creates specific outcomes. Imagine meeting someone 3 years from now and saying, "These have been the best 3 years of my life." What specifically made that true? 3 years is ideal. Close enough to feel real, far enough for substantial change. Using past tense transforms abstract dreams into concrete memories that feel achievable. Focus on your 2-3 most crucial areas rather than revolutionizing everything at once. Select your most compelling dream and visualize your ideal day after achieving it. How do you start your morning? What work fills your time? Who's with you? This mental creation is fundamental to manifestation. However, between your blueprint and reality stand formidable barriers, limiting beliefs and self-defeating patterns that must be dismantled before new construction begins. Like outdated software, decades-old mental programming prevents meaningful change. Earl Nightingale observed, "We become what we think about most of the time. Your mind returns whatever you plant." Two voices compete daily: intuition, clear but quiet, and your inner story, loud and stubborn. Stop listening to yourself, start talking to yourself, creating a new narrative. 5 mental scripts trap us. I'm not smart enough. It's too late. If I do X, something bad will happen. I don't have enough resources. And people will judge me. Each surrenders power over your life. True change follows this formula. Beliefs shape thoughts, which change feelings, which determine actions. Prime your day with the WAIT morning method. 30 minutes of wisdom, read something tested, affirmation, reinforce your vision, imagination, visualize dreams, and thankfulness, list 5 gratitudes. Break overwhelming dreams into goal funnels, your 12-month vision, research-based activities, and daily actions. As Van Gogh said, great things are done by a series of small things brought together. In the early 1990s, Jeff Bezos quit his lucrative Wall Street job to start Amazon. Despite everyone's attempts to dissuade him, he used his regret minimization framework, projecting himself at 80 and realizing he'd regret not participating in the internet revolution more than walking away from his bonus. His rebellious choice transformed into a $500+ billion business. The rebel life is messy. Graham's family commitments, nightly dinners, delaying their daughter's smartphone, extended work breaks, giving away 50% of income, all create complications. But as John Gordon says, if you love the process, you will love what the process produces. By choosing to love the journey, we remove the pressure of outcomes and enjoy life now. You can never be free living up to someone else's standards. Create your own values for each life category: work, time, finances, relationships, health, spirituality. Ask, what is most important to me here, and how will I know I'm successful? Your values can look completely different from anyone else's, and that's exactly the point. Finding your life's purpose comes down to 2 fundamental questions: who are you, and why are you here? As Mike Zeller says, your identity precedes your destiny. Your purpose isn't what you do, it's an overflow of who you are. Once you know who you are, what you care about, and what dreams energize you, and you begin living those dreams in service to others, that's your purpose. Being a rebel isn't always about leaving your old life behind, it's about bringing your true self into your current life. Like the healed man whom Jesus instructed to go home to your family, your greatest impact comes from returning to your existing relationships as your authentic self. Finding yourself isn't ultimately about you. It's about the people you'll impact. Your joy becomes their joy. Your confidence becomes their confidence. As you embrace your uniqueness, you pave the way for those around you to rebel too. The world doesn't need more people living someone else's dream. It needs you, fully alive, fully authentic, fully you.